stranded on the highest mountain on Earth, or buried beneath the rubble of a shattered hotel. After the earthquake that rocked that mountain kingdom of Nepal, thousands of people lost their lives, and many more found their world, their homes, actually their lives wiped away. But there were some who survived the quake, but they faced the prospect of dying in the aftermath, like those climbers on Mount Everest, trapped on the mountain by massive avalanches. Or that 27-year-old man lying amidst the stench of dead bodies, trapped for 82 hours under mountains of concrete. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about earthquake hope. One six-letter word. That was the difference between life and death for the men on the mountain and the man in the rubble. Rescue. The hope word that we keep hearing in the otherwise heartbreaking news from Nepal. 18 climbers died when part of Everest collapsed on their base camp. Now, there were 140 surviving climbers, but when they tried to go down through the escape route, it was impossibly blocked by fallen rocks. And as time passed, their food was running out, their water was running out. And then the choppers came. And one after another, they landed somehow on that mountain, saved those climbers, taking out two at a time. And then there was young Rishi. He was running out of hope. He was running out of life beneath that collapsed hotel. And then after 10 hours of digging through concrete, the rescuers broke through. Rishi's alive. The climbers are alive. Because the rescuers came. Hope in Nepal depended on, well, as it is in so many disasters, a rescuer from above. And that's where the news intersects my life and yours. Because hope for me depended on a rescuer from above, at the spiritual crossroads of my life. I was trapped in a place where I would have died, except my rescuer came. Jesus, the one called Savior by millions of people around the world. That's Savior as in rescuer. In fact, the Bible says in our word for today from the Word of God, in Galatians chapter 1, verse 3, Jesus gave his life for our sins in order to rescue us. Not to start a religion, not to be an example or a teacher, but to rescue us. So it isn't about a religion called Christianity. It's about a rescuer named Jesus. And he came to rescue us at the cost of his life. Because I, and a world of folks like me, was facing spiritual death for dethroning God in my life, letting him run the universe, sure, while I ran me. And his book makes the outcome of those sinful choices unmistakable. It says, the soul that sins shall die. Here, a life without meaning. Hereafter, an eternity without hope. But thank God, the rescuer came from above to a cross, to die for my sin and yours, so we don't have to. Amazingly, in the words of Galatians 2:20 in the Bible, he loved me and gave himself for me, first person singular, the death of Christ on the cross for my sins. And then he blasted out of his grave 3 days later to reach into my rubble, to reach into your rubble, to save us from certain spiritual death. If you're ready to make the rescuer, your personal rescuer from your sin, if you want to begin this life-saving, eternity-changing relationship with Jesus right now, I invite you to call. And someone's waiting to talk with you at 888-NEED-HIM. That's 888-NEED-HIM. Or you can visit chataboutjesus.com. There was a day that Jesus reached for me. This may be the day he is reaching for you. Would you grab his nail-scarred hand? You will be safe forever.